Hello, everybody. It's Brent Porsche for 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. We're backstage at the 2019 Louder Than Life Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. Joining me now is a band that came into our Philly rock lives with the smash hit single Animal. Since then, the boys in Bad Flower have toured the world over, including the summer trek with my boys in Shinedown, touring in support of their John Varvatos and Big Machine Records release debut full-length record, Okay, I'm Sick. From Los Angeles, California, Josh Cass. Also got Anthony Cinetti, Bad Flower. Hello, fellas. Thanks for talking to us.
You hit those facts with poise.
Good. Thank you.
Well done, man. Yes.
You make it easy when you guys are as cool as you are, man.
Oh,
seriously.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking the time to speak with us at MMR.
Of course.
First and foremost, what I like about you guys are workhorses. You're road warriors. I feel like, you know, for the last couple years or so especially, you've been nothing but on the road and traveling and doing your thing. I mean,
We spend a lot more time on the road than we do at home, that's for sure. Yeah.
Right on. But 3, 4, 5 years now, I mean, it almost seems like it's been like a constant little slug for you guys.
Yeah, but it's gotten more intense in the last, I want to say, like 2 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we started, the Billy Talent Tour was 3 years ago now. That's kind of the beginning of it.
Yeah, but even then, like, the first tour that we got, we had the Veronica tour before that, but we would get a tour and then we wouldn't have another one for a while and we'd be trying to find one and figure it out. And now it's like we have to turn down a lot of stuff.
Sure.
People are like, oh, can you do this round? We literally cannot.
I guess that's a good problem
to have.
It's
a great,
right?
Great problem.
The nonstop was the second half of last year as far as touring and then all of this year.
We've just
been on the road constantly.
So I mentioned you guys were on tour with Shinedown this summer. This had to be a lot of fun for you guys. Now, Josh.
Shinedown!
Your buddies with Zach, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I noticed.
All of them. Zach and I got really close.
Did you guys get much hang time? I saw you guys do the Instagram, the live video together. He dialed you in.
That was fun, yeah. He didn't tell me what he was doing. He was just like, are you up?
All of a sudden.
He's like, are you on your phone?
Of the night or something.
He's like, are you on your phone? I'm like, yeah.
Did they give you any kind of, like, tour gift at the end of the tour or anything like that? Is that sort of like an unspoken, unwritten law of the
They gave us tour gifts all throughout the tour, but
yeah.
I'm sorry, but the song from The Departed is on right now. Shipping up
Drop
to Boston.
Kicks. What?
This is one of those songs that just makes me want to, like, fuck things up and go crazy.
How cool is it to be on a bill with these guys? I mean, it's such
Dropkick?
A big bill. Ice Cube is coming up a little bit
I know.
Later, man. How cool is that?
And also Guns N' Roses, not
Dude,
a big deal at
right?
all. But, yeah, it's
you
pretty crazy.
You can now officially say that you opened up for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, we don't say shelly like that.
No, okay. So, going back to the Shinedown tour real quick, which you guys wrapped up over the summer. A lot of tour pranks on the tour.
Was this the
naked dirt bike riding on stage thing that I have with you guys?
Yeah. Yes. So Shinedown tours with these like dirt bike looking. They're like these
little mini bikes.
Yeah, they bought them on Amazon. But they're always like riding around them, and most of our band like rides skateboards and stuff. And that's just like that tour was all about just being a child for everybody. It was so fun.
Right.
The last day of the tour, I think Zach. I don't remember what happened in our set. I think Zach came out like shirtless on one of the bikes, and then took my guitar from me, which we did a lot. We did that frequently, where he would take the guitar and then I got on the bike and it was fun. And then when they played their set on the last day of the tour, all of our band and crew and all the other support bands stole all their bikes, and scooters and skateboards and everything we could find on wheels and just bum rushed their stage.
Best tour prank. I think it was a number of years ago. I think it was Shinedown with Five Finger Death Punch, and it was one of the last shows of the tour, and they put a bunch of like dicks up on their
video walls.
Yeah.
Wait, who did that though?
I thought it was Five Finger. I might be
wrong.
That
sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But another funny tour prank that maybe.
I think that's more creative.
Gotcha.
That's really creative to put dicks on their LED walls.
So here we are. It's Louder Than Life 2019 in Louisville, Kentucky, and today, I mean, basically officially kicks off your first ever headlining U.S. tour. Yeah.
No, don't remind me. I'm exhausted after playing one show. I'm like, I can't believe we're going to do a headlining set tomorrow.
Well, my next question was, you got to be stoked for that, but I guess that pretty much answers
that. No, I am, and we all are. I think today was there was a lesson learned, at least for me, when I was on. But it was also in the heat.
Sure.
It was really hot out here, and this is going to be like clubs indoors at night when there's air conditioning.
Right.
I really struggled, man. Like, I'm not 30 yet, but I feel 30.
Yeah, getting old.
Yeah, I feel it.
Oh, I was interviewing the guys from Chevelle last night, and both Pete and Sam threw up after their set. It was so hot up on stage, they were so overwhelmed that they
okay,
had
so
to
good. So then
the
I don't yeah. I don't have to feel that bad about how hard that was for me.
Right.
If they both threw up,
yeah,
I didn't.
Intense.
You know, I'm alive. I'm drinking beer.
Yeah, Metallica beer, baby. Do you have some of the black and whiskey back there too?
Well, they gave Metallica gave us whiskey.
All right, so you got it on the tour bus.
Yeah, we got into our green room and somebody was like, "Metallica brought you whiskey," with a handwritten note. And we're like, "Metallica did?"
Was it from was the handwritten note from
somebody
from Metallica?
Yeah, Metallica wrote a handwritten note like, "Hey, you have some whiskey." I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it was very nice.
So today kicks off the official, you know, U.S. leg of the tour, but then you hit Europe again before the end of the year. Basically before Thanksgiving, you hit the whole U.S. and then you go to Europe for
this interview
run.
Is triggering. You're triggering me.
Any cities or areas that you've seen that maybe you wouldn't have gone originally or initially that you've been through on tour that have just absolutely blown you away or that have been, you know, extra exciting for you?
Never mind. I thought the question was going a different route.
Well, you can answer it however you like.
Answer a different question.
I thought he was going to say, like, a place that you went to that you thought you'd never, ever want to be in. And I would say, like, El Paso. Because I like it there. It's cool.
El Paso has this restaurant that the band at the drive-in
right.
apparently started and created.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Jeremy Ward started.
Started this restaurant that has, like, vegan empanadas. And, like, a lot of our band is vegan. So,
sure.
We're, like, really, I know. We're going to go there when we go to El Paso.
It is really good.
Yeah, so that's the thing. That's awesome.
Well, speaking of you being vegan, for each ticket sold on the 2019 OKM Sick Tour, $1 per ticket sold on the tour will be donated to the Sea Shepherd Conservative Society, which is sort of near and dear to my heart as well. I mean, obviously, the show on Animal Planet, you know, a couple different seasons. Chili Peppers, I think they're a big one. Flea is another supporter of Sea Shepherd.
That sounds right.
I have the sweatshirt. I have patches. I've donated plenty of money to them. A cause that, you know... What caused you to want to take up that cause, and especially on tour, and, you know, donate, you know, proceeds from it?
We're really big on animal rights. It's a very important thing for me. It's been an important thing for me for a very long time. And Sea Shepherd is one of those organizations that we just know for certain really gets shit done.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other ones that you don't know. Some of them do, but you don't know for sure. Whereas, like, Sea Shepherd threw cameras on and they showed the entire world exactly what it is they do, and it's really powerful and it's really effective. And so we were like, that was kind of a no-brainer
out in the middle of nowhere. Southern Ocean.
I mean, look, I want to be helping cows and pigs, and I want to be helping every animal that I feel is oppressed. And it's a real thing. Like, it's a real, real horrible thing that society hasn't quite woken up to in a big way, I believe. And but yeah, Sea Shepherd was one that we trusted. If we're going to give anybody money, Sea Shepherd's going to do something with it that's really, really powerful.
Yeah, of course, the TV show, I follow them on social media as well. It's absolutely horrible to see that they stuff in, like, Seal Cove and the dolphins and not just the whales and everything else, man. But they're, you know, they're trying their best.
Did you ever see that dolphin documentary from, I forgot where it was. Oh, no, was it Blackfish?
Blackfin. Blackfin?
No. There was one that was, specifically... It's like a tradition where they slaughter dolphins, and it's the most horrific thing that I've ever seen. And the weird thing about that is, like, the people who grew up in these areas, they don't know any different. They grew up thinking that this was, like, as kids, they would go to this thing, and they would think that it was perfectly okay. Just like, and I don't know if you're vegan or who's vegan, but just like we grow up and we eat cheeseburgers, and we think that cows are happy being hooked up to machines and being milked, and none of that is true.
Sure.
And we have to unlearn this stuff, and some people figure this out eventually in their lives, and other people never do. But I want to be a part of the movement where I'm helping people to unlearn these things and to treat animals with respect. And, you know, you don't have to be like some weirdo lover of it. I'm married a moose. Like, you don't have to be a weirdo. But, like, dude, they don't want to be slaughtered. They don't want to be held in captivity. They don't want to be raped. They don't want to be pulled from their children. And so let's have a closer look at that.
Sure.
And also, humans are a lot sexier and healthier when they don't eat animal products. Have you ever seen any vegan person ever? Like, that's the most fuckable person you've ever seen. They're so hot. Everyone who's vegan is.
All right.
Prime shining
I'm
example.
I'm smelling like T-shirt or like a sticker or like a pin or something.
I did a festival once where I took my shirt off and I wrote, "Fuck, I'm vegan" on my shirt. Like, just on my body.
Nice.
Which was like, it kind of meant two things, but one of the purposes of that was like, you want to look good, you want to be sexy, you want to be healthy, you want to live long, stop eating animals. You don't need to do it anymore.
What's your favorite vegan meal?
Plants.
Plants? Anything?
I like a lot of the.
Like Satan? Is that like a favorite?
Yeah, no, yeah. I do like that stuff. That's
even though it tastes like meat. Like, I mean, if you get a good Satan.
I personally am a fan of like the mock meat stuff. Yeah. Just because I grew up eating meat. It tastes good, like, no doubt.
Okay.
No vegan is going to argue with the fact that meat doesn't taste good.
We got
it's
some
delicious.
Good vegan spots in Philly, by the way, next time.
I know. I've
through.
Been to a few in Philly that are great.
Excellent.
I had a vegan Philly cheesesteak once that gave me diarrhea, so I'll never fuck with that again.
All right. So let's talk more about the brand new debut record released back in February, Okay, I'm Sick. It's been out for a little over a half a year now with hit singles like Ghost and Heroin, and of course the current single, The Jester, which we're playing on WMMR right now. We're playing it heavily, in fact. You guys have really touched and helped a lot of people with your tunes over the years, with your music. I'm sure every stop you've been on, there's probably been somebody that's come up to you or you guys and said, you've saved my life, or you know, something like that. How does that resonate with you?
It's really odd. But powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. We had zero intention of that stuff when we wrote this album. We just wrote what felt right to us, and the fact that it was so not only well received. I'm proud to be in a band that isn't just writing rock riffs and looking cool, and I'm proud to be involved with something that is a bit more important, at least feels more important and is more important to so many people.
You got bugs on you, sorry.
Don't kill them.
I didn't.
You can't kill them.
I brushed them off.
Brush them gently.
I did.
Thank you for brushing them off. I didn't want them there.
Oh, I got it. All right, guys. Sorry, my bad.
No, it's all good. I feel lucky and proud and privileged to be in a group that values that stuff. And people care. We have. It's so weird. We have, though. We have really affected people's lives. I mean, I've heard stories of people who are like, I was right on the edge of suicide. And then all of a sudden, you know, Ghost came on the radio. And I'd never heard it before, and I heard these lyrics, and I just broke down crying and then didn't.
Mm.
Because somebody else understood. Because, I didn't feel so alone in that little moment.
Sure.
Like, that's crazy. But also puts a lot of pressure on us.
Yeah.
As people, too. Which is why, I don't know. Sometimes it can be hard to talk to fans, I guess.
Sure. I mean, they're laying a lot of heaviness on you, and then it's sort of you shoulder it a little bit after they lay
well,
it on
it's,
you.
It's not like the typical version. I think a lot of bands talk to people and they're like, oh my god, I love your song, I dance to it all the time.
Right.
That's maybe pop artists feel that way or whatever. You know, people get emotional, but for us, it's the type of people that we attract to our shows
are
very specific type of people who've typically been through a lot, and they want to share those stories, and I love that they want to share those stories, but I've had... You know, there have been certain shows when early on in this thing where we didn't do scheduled meet and greets or paid meet and greets. We would just go out after every
hang
show
with
and
the people.
Say, yeah, hang with
the people.
People,
yeah.
And it was like, oh my god, there's a line of 200 people who want to tell me their suicide story
yeah,
and cry. I'm like,
dude,
this is beautiful, but I can't do this.
Right.
I can't, because this will destroy me as a person.
Yeah. That sort of happens to me as a DJ as well. A lot of people chime in from time to time, and I had this girl once. I do the overnight shift during the week, and I hollered back. She's like, call me. I started talking to her at the station. She was going through some rough ish.
Yeah.
And eventually, I basically talked her off the edge, only to find out about a week or two later that she was pregnant on top of it, and she didn't know it.
Oh.
So that's like the mind for me is like, yeah, I feel good about that, but then I think about, you know, others and other lives and all that kind of stuff, too. And it's just like, you know
I'm
what I
so
mean?
Sorry that you and that person went through that. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
People
well,
go
thank
through
you.
A
thank
lot.
You, Anthony.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
Too. Thank you for the message. Thank you for saving people out there and everything. Like, thank you for the good music.
I can't even accept that. Thank you.
Personally, from me to you.
You are
Josh,
welcome. But
dude, that drum fill before the second verse of Ghost, that's for you, baby. That is for you. You're
you
welcome.
Mother, I'll tell you what. All right, so any chance you'll ever release what didn't make the cut on the debut record? I have to assume that there's a lot more material out there than...
Yes and no. If it didn't make the cut, that means it wasn't good enough for the first record, and it's certainly not good enough for the second.
Gotcha.
That said, there are things that we were in the process of working on that didn't quite get flushed out. We didn't have the time to flush it out, or we just didn't feel like it was quite right yet. And those things will probably be looked at again, because there's a lot of really, I think, really special stuff that we just felt like we weren't quite ready to finish.
Sure. Any chance for a live Bad Flower album or maybe a concert DVD down the line?
Probably more like an acoustic record or something
Dig
like
it.
That before. Not saying that we're doing this, but I think that would be more in line with what...
gotcha.
We would be putting out. Yeah, yeah.
So let's switch gears just a little bit more. Your fall and winter campaign with John Varvatos, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're supermodels. It's not a big deal.
I got the John Varvatos chucks on right
Do
now,
you?
Man.
I have JVs on, too.
They're the extra comfortable ones, man.
Yeah,
they got
yeah.
the extra padding down there.
Nike.
Ah, boo. Well, you know what? Nike owns Converse. Did you know that?
Well, there you go.
So,
I failed to see the relevancy, but that's a great fun fact.
You're talking about Varvatos, so I threw in something different.
What is the campaign per se? I know you're going to be highlighting a lot of John Varvatos' clothes, but, like, you know, what is it, and where are we going to see it, or how can we see it?
You know, it's as simple as John puts out amazing clothes, and he's, like, his whole style and his whole vibe with everything that he does is so rock and roll, and this is just his latest line, and he asked us to be a part of it and to help, you know, talk about it and sell it, and here we are.
The coolest part
was nothing that I wore was animal products or byproducts.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you get to keep clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Now, I would assume you have a killer wardrobe as it is, but can you just walk into the John Varvatos store and be like, I want that.
No, it's not that simple. but John personally has been, John's like a buddy of ours. It's not like some weird, you got to send an email to that person and that person. Like, I could call John and be like, dude, that pair of pants I was wearing at that thing was dope. Can I have it?
Right.
And they'd be like, yeah, I'll send it to you. Kind of thing.
When I think John Varvatos, I think Howard Stern, I think Gary Clark Jr., and now I'm going to think Bad Flower Man, which is
kick-ass. The Gary Clark thing was dope.
Right?
That was a cool association.
Did you see the video of the stone-faced male supermodel in Paris last week that had the military get up on with the high-heel boots and was stomping up and back up on the runway.
I did not see this.
You got to check it out because as far as male models are concerned, the bar has been raised. So
you
need to check it out if you're going to be doing your Zoolander while you're out there doing your thing,
man.
You know?
Got to brush up on our blue steel.
Right. All right, random question for you. In a recent Reddit thread, people were asked, what do you spend money on that's a huge waste of money? New iPhone, Starbucks, fashion, etc.
I'm going to answer for Josh. Jewel pods.
You mean to tell me you can't get that issue for free?
And maybe
somewhere
a couple
of them out free all over the place anyway.
Maybe
right?
Like another thing, but food. But I was thinking something else. But jewel pods for sure.
Jewel pods and for sure food. It's food.
Okay.
Food is the one. Like when we started this band, I was dating a person who was in a successful group, and the way that she lived her life, she was in a pop group, and the way that she lived her life was, if she was hungry. And she also ate really healthy, also vegan, like the whole thing. She would just go and eat whatever she wanted. And she never looked at her bank account. She never thought about it. It was always just like, food is my priority. I will eat healthy. I will eat good. I will eat until I'm full, always. And I always aspired to have that. And so that's the way that I live my life. I don't spend my money on, like, aside from jewel pods, you're right. I don't spend money on, like, music gear or any, like, nothing like that.
Well, now
at
you don't
all.
Have to worry about clothes either, so you're good, you know.
Also, we get music gear for free, too.
Right?
We get everything. We've reached that level now where everybody gives us everything for free, which is very cool. But even if that wasn't the case, I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah.
I got two pedals on my pedal board. They do everything I need them to do. Right. I don't need anything extra.
How about you, Ant? You got something that you waste your money on because you can?
Drum companies, you get free drums.
Well, I get a discount.
I get a discount, man.
I'm not. Drum companies are. Maybe if you're like super famous, they'll give you free stuff.
Gotcha.
I get a great discount though. I love it.
Can't
hey,
beat that.
Let me tell you. All right, now I'm being silly.
You want to shout out the drum company?
DW Drums, Peisty Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks. What's up? Love you guys. Porter and Davies, Nick Off Thrones. Come on.
So the OK I'm Sick tour runs through November 25th in the UK, including a stop at the Chameleon Club up in Lancaster. That's about as close as that you're coming.
Almost
to
sold out too.
Kick ass. Who are you touring with on that leg of the tour? Do you know?
That's our headline tour,
right?
And we have Weathers and Dead Poets Society supporting.
Cool.
Which are two of our favorite bands. They're really, really great bands.
So we talked about the end of the tour coming up towards the tail end of November. If I know Bad Flower like I do, I assume that probably 2020 is already booked solid, right? Anything that you can let us know about?
We've already announced Shiprocked, the cruise.
Yeah, cool.
So
that's always fun.
Yeah, we're doing that. That's like late January, early when is that? January or something?
Yeah, the end of January. January.
Yeah, late January Shiprocked. For Shiprocked.
It's the first week of February.
Okay. Say hi to Ryan.
Hi.
And then we do have something else in late February that we can't talk about yet that we just
of course.
That we just booked. But it's going to be sick.
Sworn to secrecy. All right. Cool.
And then after that, we're hoping to just go make a record. Like we're I feel like the album cycle's done. We did it. We did the work. We put in so much work.
But you're one of those bands that it's like sort of like a year and then done. It's on to the next one. Again, I keep going back to Shinedown. They're like a 3-4 year touring cycle band.
I don't
know what I mean?
Think that you can compare us to Shinedown in that way because I think they are more road dogs than we are.
Yeah.
Even though we tour a ton and we have been touring a ton, ideally I would like an album cycle to last a year. Because I want to keep putting out new music. That's my favorite part about being in a band is being creative. The touring part is really cool and connecting with people is cool, but I just want to make music.
Gotcha. Yeah. Are you able to write and think about ideas for songs while you're out on the road doing your thing?
Oh, you know? No, we aren't. Not even a little bit. We suck at it.
Okay, that's what I wonder. Because some bands, it's like when we're on the road, we focus about being on the road. And then when we're off the road, that's when we start worrying about
the new
music.
Some bands like make the back room of their bus their studio, and we just cannot do that.
Yeah.
I gotta go home. I gotta relax. We gotta relax. You have to be in this like insane mind. For me, I don't sleep at all. I have to be in this insane mindset where I don't sleep, and we can't do that on the road. If you don't sleep on the road, you can't perform.
No, so I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, cool. You guys have been great.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you guys taking the time to speak with us at MMR. Good luck on the first ever headlining North American tour. That's going to be absolutely killer.
And Europe and UK
and Europe,
and all that.
And everything that's yet to come. Of course, OK, I'm Sick, which has been out for a little while now, but you guys are absolutely touring in support of it.
Yeah.
The Jester on MMR right now. Josh,
awesome.
Anthony, thanks so much for talking to us at MMR,
thank you.
Man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.